Mechanical failure is the leading cause of ruined Ironman race dreams. Listen up, athletes. Your bike selection and fit fundamentally shape your race performance, so let's lock in the fundamentals before you ever strap on your helmet. Triathlon bikes offer significant aerodynamic advantages, saving you anywhere from 37 to 49 watts at 18.5 miles per hour and up to 150 watts at 28. However, if you are just starting out or training at an intermediate level, I strongly recommend you begin with a standard road bike. You can optionally add clip-on aero bars before committing to a dedicated triathlon machine. Regardless of the frame you choose, a professional bike fit is absolutely non-negotiable. Those steeper seat tube angles on tri bikes, ranging from 74 to over 80 degrees, shift your weight forward. This activates your glutes and hamstrings while preserving your quadriceps for the run. Proper positioning balances aerodynamics, power output, and comfort, preventing injury and performance plateaus so you actually have the energy to run when you dismount. Now, let's talk critical maintenance systems. Six key areas require your regular attention to prevent power loss and mechanical failure. First, your drivetrain. A dirty chain alone can cost you 10 to 20 watts. Wash it weekly, use a bike-specific lubricant, and never use WD-40. Replace the chain when it hits the half-millimeter wear marker to protect your cassette and chainrings. Second, your brakes. Monitor pad thickness and replace them immediately when they get thin. If you are running disc brakes, keep those rotors and pads completely free of lubricant. You also need to replace hydraulic fluid every 1 to 2 years for DOT systems and every 2 to 3 years for mineral oil systems. Third, tires and wheels. Your tire pressure must be set when the tires are warm at race temperature. Remember, every 10 degree Fahrenheit increase raises pressure by approximately 2%. Slightly underinflated tires are safer and more efficient, while overinflation costs you roughly 1 watt per psi above optimal. Fourth, bearings. Service your bottom brackets, headsets, and hubs every 5 to 8,000 kilometers, or at least annually. Hot, humid conditions will accelerate that wear significantly. Always test the headset for rattling, because any looseness creates dangerous handling issues on the course. Fifth, bolts and torque. Follow manufacturer torque specifications exactly. Stem bolts typically require 100 to 120 pound inches. Over-tightening carbon components can cause catastrophic cracks, while under-tightening leads to loosening during your ride. And sixth, electronics. Keep your controllers and connections clean, dry, and free of corrosion. Irregular power delivery often indicates controller failure that requires professional repair. Success on race day depends on a structured maintenance timeline that eliminates last-minute stress. 1 month before your start line, schedule a comprehensive professional tune-up. This window gives you time to replace worn tires, frayed cables, brake pads, or bearings without fighting supply chain delays. 1 week before, perform your final adjustments. Clean the bike thoroughly, re-lubricate all components, verify smooth shifting and braking, and test every electronic device. This detailed inspection catches potential issues before they become race day emergencies. 1 day before, conduct a final safety check. Verify all bolt torques, test the headset for play, inspect your quick releases, cycle through every gear, and take a short test ride to confirm everything functions correctly. On race morning, arrive at transition at least 1 hour early. Your tasks should be methodical. Check tire pressure when tires are warm, attach your GPS or bike computer, fill your hydration bottles, load your nutrition, and apply a fresh coat of chain lube, since overnight exposure will dry them out. Verify your electronic devices are fully charged and confirm your timing chip is securely placed on your left ankle. Many athletes secure their cycling shoes to pedals with thin rubber bands for faster transitions, which is a smart tactical move. But crucially, never introduce new equipment, bike positions, or nutrition systems on race day. Everything must be thoroughly tested during training. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. consistent drivetrain and brake maintenance directly preserves watts and prevents catastrophic mechanical failures. Follow the 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day pre-race timeline to ensure systematic preparation. Invest in that professional bike fit to optimize the balance of aerodynamics, power, and run leg readiness. Always check tire pressure at race temperature and maintain proper torque settings to protect your carbon components. Race day preparation should be routine and methodical, with zero untested gear, allowing you to focus entirely on executing your race plan. Trust your prep, trust your machine, and let's go out there and execute.